Now, that was Falling Slowly from Josh Groban, a favourite of ours here on Religion Matters, and we thought we had to give that a spin for the weekend that's in it for all the loved up folk out there this morning. Now, we're coming to, speaking of nice music and uplifting music, there's a concert taking place called Raising the Roof, and it's taking place next Friday evening in the Newbridge Parish in St. Colas Parish Church, and I'm delighted to be joined by Lisa Nagel and Gerry O'Donoghue, who have all the information about it. You're very welcome to the studio.
Morning, Brenda.
Morning, Brenda. How are
Thanks
you?
For coming over to us now, and leaving all your roses and chocolates behind you to come over to us this morning.
We're swamped by them.
You probably saw the post bag of cards for me there that you couldn't get in the door.
So like that'll. Yeah.
Anyway, you're very welcome. Gerry, I might come to you first because you can give us a bit of background about the Maintain Hope, this organisation founded at Skull Breather in Athgarvan.
Yeah, 10 years ago I went out to climb Kilimanjaro, and it was a sponsored climb for an organisation called Refugee Trust, who were working with underprivileged children in Kenya at the time. And on the way back, I visited one of their institutions. It was a place called Shelter Children's Home. And I came back with the impression that I had to do something for those children and for their carers. So I spoke to my family and some friends, and out of that, Maintain Hope was born. So for 10 years now, we've been travelling to Kenya two, three, sometimes four times a year. And during that time, we've built schools, we've built orphanages, we've built sanitation facilities, clinics and organised feeding programmes. And we started off, I suppose, with the idea that these children, that their way out of poverty was through education. But in recent years, because of the world economy and the recession, that threshold has now fallen. So we're back fulfilling the basic needs now, as in accommodation, food and medication. So I'm absolutely thrilled that Lisa and the Newbridge Gospel Choir and, of course, Dalsha Choir from Dublin are coming to perform for Maintain Hope. It's going to be a wonderful night. And it's fantastic that it was the brainchild of Fergus Bone. Fergus was a teacher in Newbridge for many years, but he was a member of the Newbridge Gospel Choir and also of Dalsha. And from our point of view, he has been on five placements to Kenya. Mm. And he's also a very accomplished builder and carpenter, believe it or not.
Well, that's lucky to have someone like that on your team.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lisa, I might come to you because I know that you're not your day job, but one of your main jobs at the weekend and for rehearsals is with the Newbridge Gospel Choir.
It is.
And tell us how you got involved in this concert.
Well, actually, I'd spoken to Fergus initially. He gave me a call, and I hadn't heard that much about Maintain Hope. I had heard of it, but not that much. We have done a lot of fundraising for local charities mainly, with the Gospel Choir. But when Fergus approached me, he explained what the organisation does and explained who Gerry was. And I just thought, what a fantastic idea to bring a Dublin choir down to Newbridge and to have a Newbridge choir represented as well, and to come together for a great cause.
Yeah. Now, you're the musical director of the Gospel Choir.
I am.
So have you extra special stuff in store for people for the concert on Friday night?
We do. We have a huge variety, and we have kind of totally different music to what Dulce does, but yet it will work fantastically well together. So they will do a couple of numbers from John Lennon, and they'll do Ireland's Call and things like that. And we will do more of Fix You by Coldplay. We'll do Brave by Sarah Bareilles. So quite a lot of meaningful songs that represent us quite well.
Yeah, now the concert is on Friday week. It's Friday the 27th of February. It's on at 8 o'clock in the parish church. And Gerry, what are you hoping from the concert? What will the funds from the concert help you do?
Well, at the moment, in the last year actually, we've taken on the care of 30 children, and they live in a three-bedroomed bungalow, a rented house. Now, luckily, a sponsor has secured their rent for the next year, so at least they can be together as a family and continue going to the same schools.
That's fantastic.
But our fear is, of course, that if we cannot keep them together, they'll be scattered. So our ultimate aim is to build them a permanent home. Can you imagine there are 14 boys in a single bedroom on three bunks? At the moment, one of our little girls, Sandra, is very ill in hospital. She's HIV positive, but she's contracted pneumonia, which is extraordinarily dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to do two things. It's going to give us, I think, the seed of our building fund. It's going to be the first big installment of our building fund, I think. But also it's going to create tremendous awareness of what we are doing and what we are trying to do. And I always look at these things from two points of view. One, it's wonderful that they raise cash which we can spend on the children. But almost as important is it raises awareness of the situation of these children in Kenya, which tends to be forgotten, you know, because they're not involved in a war or a disaster. But nevertheless, if you think of the number 15, if you're a baby in Kenya, you are 15 times more likely to die than a baby in Ireland. 15% of all children in Kenya under the age of 15 are orphans. You know, so the figures are staggering. And if you can imagine, the prospect of a child dying casts an awful pall over a community, whether it's from an incurable disease or from an accident. I mean, the community is in grief for months, years, the family. But can you imagine a situation where the death of a seven-year-old child is commonplace and unremarkable? And it just isn't right. So that's basically, we're hoping to address that. And concerts like this, and people like Lisa, and people like Dalcha, just are wonderful, because they may not be in Africa, but they are. They might as well be, because they're doing tremendous good.
You know, if you think that if there's 80 people in the gospel choir, then one in 15 of us would have lost a child by now, which is a scary statistic.
Yeah.
But then to think that same 80 people can have an impact on those children is a really good thing to do as well.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea, and I hope that people come out. And even if people can't get along to the concert, I'm sure there's a way for them to get in touch with you, Jerry, and to give something if they can.
Yeah, I'd just like to emphasise that every single thing that we do is sponsored. There are no administration costs, and consequently, we have a pretty cheap website. You can get us on www.maintainhope.org. It's basic and crude, but nevertheless, it gives us an idea of what we're doing. And also,
it's a landing space
details
for people.
Exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And Jerry, now you're retired, I thought.
Am.
So, but you just decided you were going to continue to stay busy.
I probably won't be too popular for saying this, but you know, I was lucky enough to have a wonderful career for 40 years, and I have a decent pension, and there's no point pretending I don't. I kind of see this as kind of payback, if you like. You know, I've been extraordinarily lucky. My own children and grandchildren are very healthy. And when you see something like this, you can't unsee it, really. Mm. So you don't really have a choice. It's like coming across a car accident. You don't really have a choice. You have to call the guards or render whatever
aid you
can.
Yeah.
When you see it, you can't unsee it. So I kind of see this as a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, the fact that I'm retired, I suppose, means I can go now at off-peak times and maybe spend a bit more time there than I would in normal circumstances.
Yeah. Now, the concert is Raising the Roof, a concert in aid of Maintain Hope Building Fund, featuring Newbridge Gospel Choir, 80 strong at this stage, and a fantastic sound. If you haven't heard them before, they really are fantastic. And then the Dalcha Choir from Dublin. It's the Connolly's Parish Church, Newbridge, Friday the 27th of February, 8 o'clock. The tickets are €10, and you'll get them from Newbridge Parish Centre and Burnie's Pharmacy in Kilcullen. I'm going to give out the website again, Jerry, as well. It's www.maintainhope.org. So, even if you can't come along, if you can't buy a ticket, there's ways to get in touch. There are always ways and means of helping out. Listen, Lisa, thanks a million for coming in, and
thanks
really
for
looking forward
us.
To the sound. And Jerry, thanks for coming in as well.
Thanks, Brenda. I really appreciate it. Thank you.